You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
You know, usually we start these reviews for... I mean, we start these reviews with, like, a joke or some kind of... something kind of funny and light, but I feel like that would be really appropriate for this film. I wasn't even sure how to start this one, so...
Welcome to Afghanistan, folks, the happiest place on Earth.
Oh, my God. No.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about Mosul. My name is Adrian El Critico. I am here with Mark.
Hello.
Gina.
How do you know their neighbors?
And Elliot.
Hey, hey.
We're talking about this film called Mosul on Netflix. It's a Netflix exclusive. It's an Afghani film with an all-Afghani cast. However, it is directed by Matthew Michael Carnahan. Now, you may think, hey, Carnahan, that sounds kind of familiar. As it turns out, he's the brother of Joe Carnahan, who has done a lot of action stuff. Michael Carnahan himself is a screenwriter who wrote the screenplay to The Kingdom, which I felt a lot of similarities with this movie. But the film itself stars at least our three main protagonists. We have Jassem, who is played by Suhail Dabak. He kind of runs the SWAT team that's the focus of the film. We have Adam Bessa, who plays Kawa, who plays the new recruits into the SWAT team. And we have Ishak Elias playing Walid, who plays another principal character in the movie.
Shout out for you on the pronunciation of those names.
I try my best.
You did that, but you did it.
I worked at a call center for the longest time. We got a bunch of different people calling in, so I just try to be as accurate as possible.
Well done.
Yes, well done, for sure.
Thank you. Now, the movie itself has to do with... it's based on real life. Maybe not exactly, but it's based on an article that came out about an elite SWAT team that they're kind of single-handedly trying to take back the city of Mosul in Afghanistan from ISIS. As we all know, ISIS is the fucking worst, and they've kind of reduced the city to shreds, but this team still feels like there's hope in reclaiming it. So they're single-handedly kind of executing any ISIS member that they find. But they also have their own motivations behind their goal, which we won't get into. But the film itself stars a young recruit who was just saved by the SWAT team, and he gets recruited, and they're like, you know what? You want revenge, we want revenge. Let's go get revenge. And the movie goes on for only about 90 minutes from there. And
yeah, it's really short.
Pretty concise and pretty good. And it's action and it's war and it's hard. And what did you guys think about it?
It was surprising to me because I've been doing a lot of war films lately and I'm not a big war film fan. And every war film I've watched has been excellent. So I expected a very dreary... I expected the documentary. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, no, this is kind of a dramatically enacted story here. And there's some, you know, there's a lot of personal touches, like ISIS smack talking the SWAT team. You know, we like your apartments. Thanks for leaving them for us. All sorts of nasty things like that. And there's a really cool message at the end of it, which I'm not going to go into, obviously.
Is it? Just, like, well, this isn't Knives Out, y'all. Like, the ending subverts the trope out here. Is it though? I don't.
I think in a way, yeah, I do, because it's like post-apocalyptic in that area.
It is. And,
right?
It is.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they filmed it in the actual city or in a city that looked really, really similar. Wherever they filmed it, which maybe I should have pulled up, sorry, it looks extremely accurate, and it fits the movie so well. Mm-hmm. It's a hard to watch film, just in the sense of realizing, yeah, things are really bad for a city like this, any kind of war-torn country. It makes you realize the things that you kind of take for granted, such as like sleeping in a home that might not blow up any second.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, I think the easiest comparison for this movie is Black Hawk Down. It looks like Black Hawk Down. It feels like Black Hawk Down. It sounds like Black Hawk Down. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a clone or anything. This is not a criticism at all. If anything, it's a compliment. But it's got that very visceral, in-your-face, dirty, you know, the dust that's coming at the camera almost feels like it's landing right in your face kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's as much an action film as it is a war film. Although there are some devastating scenes in it. There's a scene where one family member has to turn on another family member because of betrayal, and it's brutal. And
you
watch the Kawa character just get worn down into something very different than he is when he starts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so, and I mean, to the point where maybe perhaps a little ham-fistedly, the symbol of him wearing a covering bandana with a skull face kind of sends off the message of what he's becoming.
Yeah.
Or is he?
I don't know where I really want to start with this film, but I'll keep it short. Because I saw the documentary, so I stepped into this film with a different lens.
Are you sick of Mosel?
Yes.
You gotta be sick of Mosel.
And a different, and a different viewer expectation. But you all were correct. I was incorrect on my assumptions, which was nice. The Kawa character really, the actor, he carried the bulk of the film emotionally for me.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, I really gave The Life Ahead, Sophia Loren, a hard time, because this film, I wish they would have filmed it like a rubble film and kind of set it, put the setting in a time where we don't know when this happened, only because when you look up what the city of Mosul, like where it is now and the state of it, it really just has that impact even more, because there's nothing left. Everything historical, religious that was there, they completely destroyed it. Like that line when the kid, when he tells the kid, you know, we can rebuild everything, you know, that's a lie. And it just hits different, honestly, like when you look up all the information in real life. But Kawa, this film, I like this film. I wish it was stylized different. Like I said, like The Life Ahead, that was very stylized in a rubble film. I think it would have benefited from that. Mm-hmm. But the acting for me is what saved this film, because honestly, I don't know. This felt, I don't know, not disrespectful to the documentary, but high key. It was just like, goddamn, you have to sanitize everything into an action film. You know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
I hear what you're saying. I watched this with a friend of mine, and when I told him, like, oh, I got to watch this movie because I'm going to review it, he brought up, like, why are you watching a war movie? Because I don't like war movies. And it's because, yeah, I don't like war movies, but I hear ISIS and I hear revenge.
Ooh.
And that sounds interesting to me. And this movie, although it is based on something real, although it does look realistic, all the gun sound effects are hard hitting and will rumble your room, and everything looks violent and brutal, and everything looks realistic, but it does work as an action film, which may or may not be good. I'm not sure if, like, you can really justify an action film based on what this is based on.
Yeah.
But I thought it worked. I'm a big fan of The Kingdom, as I mentioned earlier, and that was like one of the first movies I saw that it seemed like it would have nothing that I'm interested in, but it was just a little different, and this one kind of reminded me of that. This is, yeah, there's really nothing to rebuild, but there's that message of just being so angry that you just want to get revenge that did feel a little cathartic. Like, I am with these people, and I like the story of them just basically finding a reason to keep going, I think is what the movie kind of comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, I think this towed the line pretty well when it comes to, you knew it was a genre film, but it still had the reverence to, somebody cared. You know what I mean? When they made this film, someone just wasn't senselessly making it. So it is a good film in that manner. Like I said, exactly. And it's very different too, because we've seen films like Schindler's List, where they have been dramatized about a real life figure, and it has this very heavy emotional tone where, ironically, that desensitizes you too. But I feel like this did better than The Liberators when it comes to just carrying the narrative emotionally and kind of keeping you built. They built the world for us to be in. And although it still is kind of like an action film, I do like the fact that they took the time to build the world so that we go through everything with all these characters. We're with these characters the entire film. So you're right. By the time you get to the end, you want that payoff. You want that vengeance. And it gives you something else, which I...
See, I didn't I expected this to...
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. No, I didn't expect it either.
I didn't... I mean, I was expecting hopelessness all the way through. Mm-hmm. And, all, you know, I was like... And the end, it isn't like a shocker. I mean, it's really neat. And I really recommend you guys watch it for the ending alone.
Yeah.
But I was like, huh, how about that? I mean, that was my reaction to it. I was like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bursting into song or anything. You know, and there's real consequences. People are slaughtered. People that you might like get slaughtered. People that you don't like get slaughtered. You know, it's almost like they're eliminating the cast slowly but surely, which is... Yeah, I get what you're saying about it, Gina, because the way you kind of saying it, it's almost, it feels almost irreverent to enjoy this.
Yeah, right?
It's how
right?
I felt. Like... Well, as a Jew, I'm not a huge fan of Inglourious Basterds.
Mm. I've never seen it. Reasons. I still haven't seen it because I just don't like
it. It's
like
not a bad movie. Like it just bugs like me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see it, but it's not a bad movie, but it bugs me a little bit. I ain't going to lie.
You know? It bugs me too, and I haven't even seen it. I looked at the trailer and I was like, come on, y'all. America, we are bold. We are so bold.
It gets worse when you see it, trust me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, no.
Something I really like about this movie, and it's something that I feel like would be a complaint in another film if it's not done as well, but the truth is you don't get into the background of a lot of these characters. It's extremely vague, yet I still felt every single time that someone would get killed. And it's done realistically in the sense that, like, there's no build up to anybody being killed. It's much like it's war. Someone would just be talking and then suddenly they get a shot through the head. It's shocking every time. But the reason that it's effective is because you can tell that this SWAT team is a family. The moment get injured, yeah, the worry and sadness that falls on everyone else's face,
right,
it's hard hitting it. And it makes it so that you don't need any kind of backstory or like character arc or anything like that. It throws you into this team from the get-go, and it throws you vague hints of what they might have gone through, what they might have seen, and it all works. It's just enough for you to definitely care about what's going on, even if you feel like you can't really relate. Well, we seem kind of quiet.
I know, because I was trying to sum up.
I guess
I'm trying to sum up my final thoughts in a cohesive manner.
Right, right.
I have so many.
I mean,
things to talk about this film, but I won't like take forever, so I'm trying to.
Right.
Yes.
We're only 13 minutes into this review.
Okay.
And honestly, I think that's fine. Yeah. Like, there's not a ton we can say about this movie. I guess if I can mention the sound effects a bit more, it is a fantastic sounding and looking movie.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're in there. These shots are whizzing past your head. They're loud. They shake the room if you have a good enough bass. As a war movie, if you want good action, it actually has pretty effective action scenes.
The cinematography is surprisingly effective too, even though the subject matter is seemingly dull, but there's almost a weird morbid and melancholy beauty in the rubble. I mean, it's hard to explain, but I'm like, I mean, it's a weird movie to be loving about things, but it's a very loving movie in very odd ways, you know? And honestly, the cinematography, I noticed it right away, and I got even credit for that. That's not an easy thing to... They don't make it look pretty, but there's definitely a striking visual to it that needs to be noted.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we can get into our final thoughts if we're all ready.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to leave the floor to Elliot.
How about you set us off?
I mean, I think you guys said pretty much everything that I was going to say. I think I probably fall somewhere in the middle. I am a war movie fan. I was more of a war movie fan in my youth. Maybe I would have liked this more back then, but I do like how visceral it is, how in your face it is. Although, in that sense, it went so far in that direction that I almost just wanted to watch a documentary, which, I understand there is a documentary. It's hard not to connect with this movie on some level just because the acting is so good and it's so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's from a place of reality. So, even if you're not a war movie fan, I think I would probably recommend this. If you're a war movie fan, I would say, stop right now and watch this, because it's just that good. It really is. I think it's a modern day Black Hawk Down. In some ways, it's better than Black Hawk Down, I think, because the narrative is, I think, a little bit more connected to the situation.
Yeah. Not as propagandy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't expect as many big actors to come out of this movie as Black Hawk Down gave us, but... Yeah, all that said, I like this movie. So I'm going to go ahead and give this an 8.5 out of 10.
Right?
It could just be 8 out
of 10. I'm just going to give this 8 out of 10 mortar shells. How about that? That seems safe enough.
Okay. if you gotta. Gina, what did you think?
Oh, lordy. This is 2020, guys. So for me personally, my final thoughts on this is that this is the type of film that I feel very torn about, because I can see that they definitely did a cash grab with this film. Although it is done very well, I think the timing of this is a little tacky. No shade. Y'all could have waited. This definitely feels like the type of film they would show the teenagers of a school if they're educating folks on muscle. Like, this is typical, like, American. Ironically enough, it's very American in the way, or very Western in the way where it's written and how it revises history a little bit. So to me, that bothered me a little bit, because I, again, have seen the documentary and the emotional ups and downs that happen in documentary, and the way the documentary was filmed, it actually felt like an actual film. Like, I thought I was in an action film because of the POV in that film. And you were right there. Again, great sound score, because you could hear the bullets whizzing for real. And it's just like a whole different experience with that. And you actually connect with people more because they're actual people versus this film. So I was very my brain was very confused. However, this movie it's entertaining and it is good. And the actors carry it. So if you're looking for a film that isn't necessarily a war film, but it's about a war, I would definitely watch this. If you're someone who's sensitive like me, who can't handle, the real life stories that happen to come up in the documentary, because I've cried multiple times, this may be a better introduction into this topic, because it's not emotionally deft, but it is sanitized. It is Hollywood. You are watching a genre film. So just keep that in mind, folks. But somebody cared when they directed this. Cinematography is amazing. The main actor, Kawa, I would like to see him do more. And for me, the language wasn't a barrier. I watch a lot of anime and I don't do dubs unless it's good. So I think their language is very beautiful. So for me, it was just like, it was very nice to listen to a non-American film. It helped me. It also made it more realistic too. Like, cool, I'm getting a perspective that isn't Western. I'm actually like here with these people. So it actually helped ground this film a lot. So yeah, you know, take a look at it, but definitely check out that documentary. It was that cinematography and that is crazy. I will give this a 7 out of 10 times I kept yelling duck. Okay, like, just get the fuck down. Oh, and side note, I do like how they captured the distrust, because that was a big thing in the documentary also, because you really don't know who to trust. And I like the fact that they really did play on that. And they gave us, they delivered their promise on the payoff where, you know, the characters enter with conflict and not trusting each other and going through all this, they end up bonding. So I do appreciate that in this film. They did a really good job with that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
I agree. All right, Mark.
So basically, it's a weird film in that it's an action film that's masquerading it as a war film. But at the same time, that's what I liked about it. There's not really an agenda to this movie. That's kind of refreshing. They talk about the American occupation. They don't do it with any rancor. They say, oh, yeah, they fucked us up. They destroyed us. Moving on.
Yeah.
And that literally is one of the points of the dialogue at one point. And so this is what we're dealing with now. And it you know what it's like? It's like this SWAT team is kind of like Robin Hood's Merry Men. Bear with me. I think that in that they are serving for a very lost cause,
mm-hmm.
and the odds are completely against them. Unlike Robin Hood's Merry Men, these guys are really feeling the real world consequences of their choices. I did like the guy who played Kawa. I think we'll be seeing him a lot. He strikes me as an Afghani dreamboat. You know, I mean, you'll be seeing him in other films. I will give this 7 out of 10 bullets traded for food packs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was casually done, so, by the way. Yeah, I had to think, too, about what I was going to say, so.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned previously, not into war films at all. I think that's my least favorite genre. Just in the sense of, like, I don't know, what's there to celebrate about something like that? I get it. I get the people who like it, whatever. So when I went into this, I went into it thinking, okay, this is an all Afghani cast. That's pretty cool. This has some kind of revenge element, though it's not necessarily a revenge film in the common sense. And I ended up really, really liking this, at least more than I thought I would. I think part of it is because of Carnahan's direction and writing. It does remind me a lot of The Kingdom, as I mentioned before. And this is his first film that he's actually directed, so I would like to see more. One thing I failed to mention is that this is actually executively produced by Joe and Anthony Russo.
Oh my god!
Which when I first saw it, I thought, oh man, I hope this is not another Extraction that they put out earlier. Because I thought that was pretty...
It basically...
I thought it sucked. I thought it was hoping...
Bad. I wasn't even bothering with it.
Yeah, I was hoping that this wasn't anything like that. And it's not. It's not. So just seeing their name doesn't mean it's going to be entirely sanitized. But yeah, it does still kind of feel like a studio movie. Either way, I thought it was a really good one. I think all the acting is fantastic. I thought the action is really, really fucking good. You know, it's hard to watch at times. And yet at some times when they kill off an ISIS terrorist, it's kind of like, oh, it's good that happened. That was kind of cool. But overall, I think it's a really solid film. And for Netflix, kind of surprising how good it is, because they haven't been putting out the best stuff. So I will give this... I'm going to give it a light 4... Man, what do you even say? Hookah? Light 4 hookah rigs out of 5?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know how to open that one up. I don't know how to close it out. Does anyone have any ideas?
I mean, listen, it's an Afghanistan Sons of Anarchy. So go ahead and put that on and, you know, have a good time.